Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with the lovely Jenny Hubby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everybody.
Well, it's another good week here. Beautiful weather here. I was in LA this weekend. It was beautiful out there, too. So,
oh, fun. What took you to LA?
Oh, you know, coaching. Mm. And I'll be in Miami doing some coaching here Wednesday, Thursday, then to Charlotte after that.
You really are the concierge coach.
I really am. I'm getting the miles here. So
that's right.
Anyway, well, great. So I'm excited about we have a special guest on today, Jenny. I know she's near and dear to you. So tell us and our listeners about who we have on our show today.
All right. Well, it may take a while to introduce Betty. Well, I'll be short and sweet because I really want us to have a conversation about something very exciting that Betty is working on today. So, Bruce, you know, we usually interview coaches on this show. That's the purpose that you created the show. And every once in a while, we kind of step out of that to interview a special guest that's doing good things in the community. And that would be Betty Ewing Dicken. And so what I would like to do is just share a little bit about Betty, because she won't brag about herself. So I'll brag about her. It's always better when somebody else brags about somebody. Anyway, so I have known Betty for about 9-10 years, and we met in business, and we were colleagues. She actually represented Meadows Behavioral Healthcare out of Wickenburg, Arizona, and handled the Dallas-Fort Worth area and most of Texas. And so what she did is built relationships in the community with therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and help them understand what the Meadows provides, who would benefit from receiving treatment there. And that was about 18, 19 years. And she can correct some of my math here when we talked to her. A really long time. And so Betty never considered herself a, quote, marketer. And that's kind of, the industry jargon for someone who represents a treatment center out in the community. But she always said she's a networker. And really, that is what Betty is. She is a networker. She connects people to solutions. She really has a heart for helping people and helping connect people together that can do more good together. And so I want her to talk about this amazing event. And the reason I invited her on is each year I choose some big community service project to get involved in. It's part of me giving back. It's part of me, it also promotes my business when it's something I'm really passionate about. And so if it's in line with my profession and I'm passionate about it, then I'll choose something to be involved in. And this is the big project that I chose this year, and you'll find out why. So without further ado, I would love for Betty to talk about this event. And Bruce, I'm sure you have a lot of questions. So welcome, Betty.
Thank you. It's hard to decide where to take the flying leap off. I got an idea for this program probably now between 3 and 4 years ago, and it just kind of grew and grew and grew with me. And then a while back, I got 4 people together And they looked at me like I was crazy. I said, this is what I want to do. I want to celebrate artists and musicians in recovery. Here's the name of the program. Here's the logo. Here's the location. I've already put it on hold. And they literally looked at me like I had lost my mind, I think. But what I had realized is there's such a passion around this. And each person I had called was for a specific strength that they have that I knew I didn't have. So it's been an amazing journey. It is the name of the program is the name of the program is Signature, because if I ask people what is the last thing an artist or musician does with their creation, the answer is they sign it. And so the name of the program is Signature. It is to celebrate, and celebrate is the biggest word that I can use. It is to celebrate artists and musicians in recovery. That's what we're doing. Do you want me just to keep going?
Yes.
Do you have questions there?
One thing I would say is when Betty would go around and talk about this event, initially people would look at her like, okay, what's your agenda? What's the backstory? And what are you trying to do? Celebrate. And it's just difficult for people to wrap their minds around that, because we think of fundraisers, charities, or for profits. So this has such a unique purpose.
You nailed it right there, because that was the blank look. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, they really didn't understand it, and it was really hard for me to explain. I just know this is what I see. We see this every day. We see if you draw a triangle, to the bottom left, I see the substance abuse. I am a licensed chemical dependency counselor. I've worked in this for years. So I see the drug and alcohol abuse. But to the right of that, I see the mental health issues, the depression, anxiety, panic attacks. And at the tip top of that base, I see suicide. Over and over and over in this population. And my question was, what's going on? What is this? What is this about? And what I realized was artists and musicians have lifestyle issues that other people don't have. And those issues create boundaries for them, blocks for them in their recovery. My example is, you take a youth band and someone says, hey, I'll let your new little band play two or three of your songs if you come to my club at midnight. Well, they come at 5 o'clock to get set up, and then there they are in an environment they shouldn't be in. But your average, and I'll say average, but a lot of people that have a problem with alcohol will just say, well, guess what? I'm not going to a bar. I'm not going to a restaurant that's known for the drinking. They make a choice to stay out of places that many times a young musician can't make that choice. And I see these as tremendous issues in their lives. And we're also aware of the suicide piece. But how many of us have really looked at the why? Why does this happen? And I think one of my major goals with this is for people to know that we support them. We're behind them. We love, enjoy, and appreciate what they give to us. And I want them to feel celebrated and supported in their recovery.
And don't stop your music and your art just because you had to change a major part of your life.
Right.
Keep going.
Because they will say, but I'm not creative if I'm not drinking. And we've done, we all know a lot of the studies about the creative brain. But what we hear from people in recovery is they've turned it the other way till their art or music is the strength that keeps them creative and in recovery. You know, that's where I think the difference is. And I had a background in prevention. And so for me, what we're looking at are these youth bands. We're looking at the adolescent bands. We're saying, look what these people can do. And so it's not only a celebration of those in recovery, it's a prevention tool for the new people coming into the field to know, guess what? I don't really have to do it that way.
Bruce, question? Bruce is processing.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a...
Well,
you had a lot of vision there and executed on it. And I was talking to Jenny. I was saying this is like a South by Southwest for the recovery community.
I love that.
That's great. Well, and you know, there's a lot of this. I told my team the other day, we're looking at this in our area, and we were pretty specific. We didn't really want to bring in bands at this point from, you know, California or anywhere. We really want to support what we have here. But yet when I look at the dynamics of this and the way the energy has grown with this, the people that have come out to sponsor us, I mean, they've come to support us financially the whole time looking at me like, now what is it that you're going to do with this? Mm-hmm. But they took the leap of faith because they see this population. And Bruce, if someone asked me my goal on this, it's now taking me over 3 years to realize one of the main goals I have with this is that everyone will walk away and say, I learned something. I never thought about that. I never thought about that. So if they did, and they now can hear a song or see a painting and realize sometimes what goes on behind it, then we're making giant steps in our community, and that doesn't mean that someday we won't be making it in the world. That was a big giant step. But this is where I hear, because we're working, we now all talk about, you know, diversity and the common language and what we can do. What is a more common language than art and music? We're speaking the language.
To bring
people
together.
And so what
can
we add into this, a language, to bring people together in support?
Excellent. That is excellent. And I think it's, you know, I think the way, you know, Jenny has announced it, and Jenny, you've been really getting the word out, you know.
Yes. Yes.
That's my role.
Yeah, and you
that
know,
was Bruce. That was the big role for me. That I knew I didn't know what I was doing, and I needed somebody that did know what they were doing. And Jenny has been incredible in that community role and community awareness.
And in what I don't know, I'm willing to learn. So, and Bruce, we have 9 financial sponsors and 4 in-kind sponsors. So 13 sponsors all together for an event that's never been done before.
I know. That just shows you how meant to be it really is. I mean, just on its own organic strength, if you will.
It, yes.
It garnered that much support.
And yeah.
Just organically.
And the music program has been full for weeks. We never really even publicized it because we had so much activity from people in the area. And my goal had been for 20 artists. We have more than 20 artists, and some of them are bringing 3 pieces.
And that's the art exhibit. And so,
yes.
You know, I wanted to go back to the lifestyle of the musicians. You know, it's funny, I hadn't connected this before, Betty. I have a son-in-law in L.A. My daughter and son-in-law live in L.A., and both of them are in the music business on the business side. So my son-in-law is a tour manager, and he's told me many stories about, you know, pulling band members out of the bar, going to find them late at night to be sure that they get some sleep and they show up for the show the next day, or they are able to leave town for the next show. And he's, I guess you call I guess you call it straight edge, my daughter and he. So, you know, he just chooses not to drink, and especially because of the role that he has in being tour manager. Sometimes he's driving, and he's like the designated chaperone. So he definitely has told me stories, and we all know tragic stories about addiction, substance abuse, in show business, in music business, and for artists. And there's a lot of talk about prevention and awareness and education. There's not a lot of talk about celebrating the people that have recovered.
No, I think that is one major difference with what we're doing and how we're going about it. Is it is truly focused on the artists and on the musicians and celebrating what they've done with their recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just such an important piece. And yes, Bruce, you didn't know this part, but yesterday I had a colleague call me. Actually, we went to coach training together, and her mother died 3 weeks ago of alcoholism. And her mom was 48 years old. Ugh. And it was just sad, tragic, everything. And so when this colleague saw the event being promoted on Facebook, she called me and she said, "I'm coming. I want to come. I need to celebrate the success that people have in this. I need to see the hope in this. I need to be involved somehow." So she's volunteering for the event.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So. Questions. Yeah, so I think one of the toughest things has been to visualize, like, what this was what does this look like if you have art and music? I mean, is everyone going to go listen to the music and ignore the art? I mean, how do you do this simultaneously? And as we were working on the program for the event, I started feeling like we were actually creating a live performance, a musical almost, like Hamilton or something, it feels like. so big for us because it's something new for us. And so I would love for you, Betty, to give the listeners and Bruce an idea of the flow of the evening. Like if someone comes, and by the way, the event is no charge, it's free, and our goal is to have at least 300, and we have probably about 100-150 RSVPs so far. So we're asking for RSVPs. It is free because our sponsors have paid for it, made it possible. So if somebody's thinking about coming, like, we really want Bruce to show up. So
yes.
Describe to Bruce what he would get if he shows up.
Well, I love to do that. When you walk in, and well, first of all, we will have greeters outside, and a couple of them are costumed. We will have greeters when you come in the door. When you register, one of the most exciting things that's coming out of this is, as a gift from the signature committee, we have put together a 25-page booklet. The booklet has the name and contact information for everyone participating in this event. By that I mean, if you turn to your right, there is one room that is for the spoken word. Now, many things around the spoken word we think of as poems, but a lot of the words that people write are songs. They just have never had them put to music. So that is called the room for the spoken word. If you go into the next room, by 7 o'clock, we are starting a competitive game called Guitar Hero. The reason for that is, of course, that we're looking for a lot of young adults, and I think they like activity. They don't want to come and just sit around. So that's in the next room. The center part is called Arts Alley. And Arts Alley was originally designed for the other arts, not the oil paintings and those kinds of pottery pieces, but other arts. And in that, we have a lady that does the most unbelievable Serenity Stones that she's painted that I have ever seen. So we had different pieces in there of handwork and artistic work. We also have this amazing photo booth that's actually called a fan booth because you can put, you know, groups in, and I'm hearing more and more and more about this and how, you know, people love this and they call it a party. At the big party. So all of this is going on. In the meantime, we have, I guess, waiters and waitresses, I don't know a better word to describe it, that are walking around with trays of our refreshments. And there'll be two food tables in the other rooms because, of course, in a facility, there's only so many places that you can have food and drink. So we have those all out for people, but we have people that are costumed as the other arts that will be walking around with those. When you go straight on back, Jenny, catch me if I miss, but to the right of the Arts Alley is the big art exhibit. And I will also add, we have a doctor who is playing the piano in there. We're trying to move music around throughout. And then the art exhibit, and we have a professional curator who will set up all of our artwork for us. When you go straight on back into the main room of Unity, we will have the music showcase. And this is going to be an incredible program. That program has been closed now for at least 2 weeks. We've just had all that we could squeeze into the time frame. The doors open for the music program at 7 o'clock, and we give them a few minutes to get in, and then we will be ready to start. And this program, literally, we have had more requests than we could get in. So we are saying, plan for next year. One of the little hidden secrets of it that I do want to tell you is interspersed with our music, there will be a person appear on the stage. This person will appear on a dark stage. They will literally be hit with a spotlight, and they will make a very short statement. Now, when I say that my goal is for everyone to learn something, this is one good way that I hope everyone can learn out of one of those statements. And then we'll go right back into the music and the entertainment. We also have what we defined as signature stories, and occasionally one of these will be on the screen. And we'll try to put these together to run continually in another location. This is a short video that artists and musicians have talked about their lives and their personal stories. And we know from the recovery community, many times those stories are exactly what someone needs to stay clean and sober. The last 30 minutes of the finale is really a snippet of a longer program that's called The Journey, and that's because that's what we're all on, and all on the recovery, whether you are in recovery or not in recovery. Maybe this is the support you need to keep you clean and sober, but I will tell you, I've been in events before that people were asked, if you have been touched by a recovery program, would you be willing to stand? And almost everyone in the room can now identify how they've been touched by it, whether they're in recovery or not. And so that's what we have. We have a celebration of those who are in recovery. If there's someone that needs that hand-holding and that support, then we're showing them we're there for that. And that's how the program will end.
It's just... It's amazing. It really is carefully orchestrated and timed so that it feels like a party, and yet it has enough structure to where people know what to expect. They don't know when they show up what to expect, but they will be given a program, and we have plenty of volunteers floating around that know the message and know what to expect and how to help the guests get where they want to go, to see what they want to see, and be experience what they want to experience.
Our volunteers are going to help show them the program so we can say, experience everything. You know, we want you to know, because it's really hard when you walk into something like that to know where everything is. So that's one of the things we're working hardest to do, is have it not only in the words of the volunteers, but have everything marked and labeled and then in the book in their hands, so they have an opportunity to be able to do everything that we've offered.
And one thing I hadn't mentioned, Bruce, I had mentioned it to you, but we hadn't mentioned it on the radio, is that Betty is a licensed chemical dependency counselor. And so she has the clinical background, the administrative background, and the personal experience in her family. And so she has really a big picture perspective on this issue, and I'm not sure many people get an up close personal perspective on the challenges of artists and musicians that recover, that find themselves needing to recover, need to go to rehab, and then what do? They used to be so creative, and now they're going to be boring. And you might share some of the studies on that, Betty, what you have found, and what we found as a society now about that idea that substances make us more creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, and something just came up this morning in talking to one of the universities, and I said, you know, we don't know. Somebody that's there may suddenly say, hey, I didn't realize that I could go to college again, and that there are programs that will support my recovery and help me in school. Because the universities have programs like this. So everything that, as Jenny mentioned, I've always deemed myself more a networker, and nothing thrills me more than connecting people, places, and things. And so if I have one person there that finds out, wow, I didn't know that colleges and universities had these kinds of programs. I didn't know that there was support for me to go back to school. So we've made a giant step there. And we may never know. We may never know, but I feel with all my heart that this program is supposed to happen, and it's supposed to happen for certain people.
Well, and I can tell you, when I got sober, I thought my life was over. I was like, well, I just resigned myself to a boring life the rest of my life. It's going to suck. And I'm serious. I really did. I was like, I can't drink at my daughter's wedding. I can't toast champagne. I can't go to the wine country. And I'm telling my sponsor this, and she goes, okay, there's one place you can't go. And you're focused on that one, and you've got all these places in the world you could go, and you're focused on the one place, and you really could go there if you want to. And so the point is that there's so much fun in recovery for those that choose to find it. There's a lot of fun out there. In fact, I have more fun now and know more famous people, more celebrities, more courageous people, more humble people than I've ever met in my life that are in recovery or involved in it somehow, because there's just a certain
authenticity.
The authenticity, that humility.
That's the word that just gets me.
Yeah,
it does, because that's what I feel. The honesty, the authenticity, the support is amazing.
It is. It is. So, Bruce, did we totally stump you?
No, not at all. I think that the one thing that this program is, you know, in its infancy, it'll be kind of fun to see what it morphs into. You know what I mean? And keeping the lines open and the goals open and the path open just to kind of see, like this show has really taken a turn. This show originally was just going to be about coaching techniques and different styles of practicing, but then it has morphed into, we're going to end up having hundreds of people on this show over the years with different ideas and different methods people that aren't people such as yourself, that are putting on these very healing events. So mm-hmm. we're kind of widening our scope, to kind of inner healing and coaching and all kinds of good stuff. So I think that'll be the same for what happens with this program.
Well, Bruce, I've already been amazed at the new people I've met. I thought I knew a lot of people after my 19-year position, but I've met so many new people, new in strong people and in totally different directions, and that's been exciting for me. That's been exciting.
Meeting more people is just, mm-hmm. and I always say, if I ever grow up, I want to be just like Betty.
Jenny keeps saying she wants to get in my head to write something, and I said, oh no, Jenny, that's the last place you want to be.
So the other thing that I want the listeners to hear is that this is so out of the box in so many ways. And so when we message this, when we talk to people in the community and write the press release and that sort of thing, it's very difficult to explain in few words. And because you've got the music and the art, and you've got recovery, you've got three major themes going on and celebration. So you really have four major themes going on. And it, again, is so hard for people to wrap their minds around this. And so I just want to clear up that Betty is not using the proceeds to go on vacation. A portion of the proceeds will go to Mental Health America of Greater Dallas. They're a benefactor, and it will support their more than 40 support groups that they have to support mental health in the Greater Dallas community. And for those that are not in Dallas, Mental Health America is a national program, and if you're in a major metropolitan city, you probably have this nonprofit organization in your community, and they do such a great service, at least I know they do here in Dallas, of really truly providing services of value to the community for people of mental health issues, needs, need resources, need support.
Yeah, and plus, I think there's a certain feeling of authenticity with this program. You know what I mean? Not only the organic interest that it's captured, initially and right now, but you know what I mean? It doesn't feel anything like you didn't need to do that disclaimer about the money. Usually I'm a suspicious person. I never even crossed my mind.
There was a rumor going around. I just wanted to squelch the rumor.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
I know. Wow.
But anyway, good. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Glad we cleared that up.
Me too. Me too.
There doesn't have to be an ulterior motive to everything. There is sometimes, but not always.
But, I think that was really, I don't know how to really say, identify it, but some of that was what I was feeling in the beginning because it was so out of the box. It was so different. Nobody could understand, number one, why I was interested in spending my energy instead of sitting on a beach somewhere retiring, into jumping into this big of a commitment, and why I have so much energy behind it. And I think we've talked about some of those reasons, but it was so different from every, in quotes, conference, every everything that anybody had been to, that's all they knew to ask. Why are you doing this? You know,
yeah.
What? And that was a real hard question in the beginning. I mean, how do I say, because I feel the need to, I feel I'm supposed to be doing this. I see what that population has and I want to do this.
Yeah, that was, I mean, to see the blank looks on people's faces, because what we did early on is we hosted a coffee, like an info coffee event, so that we could talk to people about volunteering and help people that were considering volunteering or being involved or sponsoring, kind of do a Q&A. And so, you know, I was talking about the event, because Betty missed the event because her grandson was born in LA.
She had to go. Getting a new grandson instead.
So that was important. So I did my best to message it properly, and it's challenging. And so, you know, I'm explaining celebrating artists and musicians in recovery and celebrating with them. And somebody just kept asking, but what is the purpose? And I said, well, the purpose is celebrating. Well, what do you hope to achieve? A celebration.
Yeah.
But really, to take it a little further, we really do want people to open their minds, maybe consider a broader perspective of addiction and recovery and mental health issues and recovery and suicide and survival and having a better life, because many people that have recovered have come close to death's door. I know I did. And so, I mean, this is something to celebrate. And we talk about all the bad stuff about addiction. How much do we really talk about the good stuff?
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you're so right. I mean, everybody has to come, well, not everybody, but many people have to come to the end of themselves, right? Before
mm-hmm.
before they make those tremendous gains in their lives. And that can be, like you said, addiction, jails, institution, death, oh my, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It is that is, if you will, an upside to it. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, because had it not been for that, you know, people wouldn't have become the people they are today. You know,
that's
and,
right. You know,
so true. Sometimes that, you know, they say darkest before the dawn, and sometimes that the worst, for me, the worst thing that happened turned out to be the best thing.
Well, and I see, too, that, you know, those of us that have lived with our heads stuck in the sand in la-la land never grow and learn and change until something kicks us out of that. And
that's
I
true.
Think many times that's what I see, because in this field, addiction is just the big nightmare. And when it works and when recovery works, it is the most gorgeous family strengthening thing in the world. But when it doesn't work, it's the most devastating, and it affects more people than any other thing I know of.
And so, you know, I know we'll wrap up here in a few minutes, and some people listening might think, well, what does this have to do with coaching? And I would say that it does have to do with coaching, because people that transform their lives usually have someone involved in their life that they look up to, that they respect. And so, like, for example, you know, some people that recover have sponsors that kind of guide them, and there is some similarity. Sponsors aren't coaches, but there's some similarity to where they're helping them along the way. And the other is, I just suggest that coaches find a cause that they're really passionate about and give back to the community, give something of value. It's a wonderful way to network. It's a wonderful way to connect with people that can refer to you. So it's really a win-win. It's a way of providing a service and feeling like I'm doing something good for the community. And yet also it's good business if it's something that fits with my specialty area.
Exactly.
Like, I know Bruce goes out and does community service in L.A.
All right.
You know.
Yeah, it's amazing, all the different music festivals. I mean, I've been to Miami when the Ultra Festival was there, and I was there, I guess, in L.A. where, you know, Coachella was still going, and there's another festival.
What? Okay, we need Bruce on our committee.
Hey,
Austin City Limits.
We just recruited for next year.
Well, we are already saying, Bruce, we are looking to next year, so be careful. We'll have you signed up before you know it.
Hey,
oh boy. He's gonna run. It's fun. We'd love to have you involved.
Yeah, great. No, it sounds like, you know, I can't wait to see how this actually goes off and goes. It's going to go well. It's going to be great. And like you said, looking to the next year, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Awesome.
I will look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah. Right. Yep. We'll get in that fan booth and we'll get you in Guitar Hero.
There we go.
Well, I definitely appreciate you being flexible and open today, Bruce, and also our listeners, you know, just kind of being open to some things a little bit outside of the box of coaching.
Well, you know, it is healing. It is promoting healing, and we've had coaches I know that use different mediums and different, you know, essential oils and this and that and the other thing. And who's to say, you know, that, of course, with music and art, those are huge, you know, huge therapeutic products, you know, huge therapeutic products. And not only that, the people who, you know, there's the other direction where there's people who do find recovery and become more artistic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're freed up. Their spirit is freed up to express themselves, to enjoy music, to you know, with that heart pain. So yeah, so it runs both directions. So no, this is
Bruce. May I tag on there to say I know a young man who goes into his AA group and speaks of his art as one of the 12-step promises.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it.
That's cool.
Because it exploded with the recovery.
There you go. There you go. I'm so glad you shared that, you know. So, awesome. That's what it's all about.
It's really cool.
For sure. So,
Jenny, can we put in a couple of pieces, too, that we have artwork from, is it okay for me to do that? The Betty Ford Five Star Kids program, because they use so much artwork with the children as they are trying to teach them their parents' addiction was not their fault. And they use the artwork. And may I also, one of them that I'm most excited about, the Stew Pot, downtown Dallas, the shelter, has an art program, and I have three pieces of art that have come out of the homeless population in the art program, and they will all be at Signature.
That is really cool. So you're really pulling together the mental health, the recovery, the suicide, the support for those who love someone with an addiction,
yes,
and then the homeless population, and that's a web of connection right there. It's a huge web of connection.
And that's what we want to bring together.
It's beautiful. Celebrate. Beautiful.
The good web.
That's right. The good web. Wow. Well, thank you, Betty, for joining us today. And wow, just, you know, wishing you the best, wishing us the best on this event, that it really speaks to people, inspires them, and touches them to be connected.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right. Well, good, Jenny. I'm glad we, you know, we went this direction today for the show. I think it was a good adjunct to what we normally have on deck with, you know, coaching and consulting. And it's always nice to, you know, that would be a coaching assignment for many people to go
to. A new challenge.
just like that. So I think it's really good. So, well, folks, now don't forget to, you can listen to this show and all our shows on the LA Talk Radio page. All our shows are archived, and we're also on iTunes. That's right, folks. We're on iTunes. We have it fixed so that you don't have to pay to listen to our podcasts. You can just go to iTunes and get every show and download it and listen to it for free. So we love sharing what who we have on the show and everything about coaching on the show. And so you guys can listen to it and enjoy it 24 hours a day. I'd like to do that. Let's see, don't forget to see us on our Facebook page. And Jenny, how can folks reach you?
They can reach me at J-E-N-N-I, Jenny with an I, at jhubconsulting.com. It's J-H-U-B, consulting.com.
And I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And so, you know, one thing that y'all, does this event have a Facebook page yet or a splash page?
Yes. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and give a shot. Do you have it on deck that you can shout it out real quick?
Yeah. Do it, Betty.
Go ahead, Jenny.
All right. So on Facebook, we are artsrecovery.com, or just Arts Recovery on Facebook. And then artsrecovery.org is our web page. The best way really to interact is and to get up to date videos on the musicians that are playing is Facebook. So it's Arts Recovery.
Excellent. That's an awesome title. Awesome URL. artsrecovery.org. So
cool.
Good. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And see, that'll be on our podcast so people can listen to that year after year and be ready for next year's update.
Yeah.
On deck next year. Fantastic. So, all right then, folks. Well, again, thanks for listening to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Be with us next week where we'll have an exciting guest, or we'll have just, it might be just Jenny and I. You never know.
So that wouldn't be exciting, but we'll be here. We're dependable.
Well, one of us is. Just kidding.
No.
But we'll be here next week. Thanks for listening in, everybody. We'll see you next time here on the Concierge Coaches Show, LA Talk Radio. Take care.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.